Support for Artscape comes from Seattle Divorce Services, a law firm with a mission to improve the way divorce law is practiced in the community. The attorneys at Seattle Divorce Services help clients in conflict meet their immediate needs and achieve future security. Information at SeattleDivorceServices.com.
When I meet pinata maker Alex Lopez, our conversation quickly becomes me saying,
"That's crazy,"
and him responding,
"It was a huge challenge and I was not going to fail."
The occasion was South Park's Cinco de Mayo celebration, when construction began on the neighborhood's new bridge, and officials asked him for help.
"We'd like you to make a piñata." And I go, "Sure, no problem." And they go, "No, you don't understand. We want you to make a big piñata." I go, "No problem." And they go, "No, we want to make a big piñata." I go, "Well, how big do you want?" They said 20 feet long.
On May 5th, the mariachis played and politicians addressed a bilingual crowd in this largely Latino neighborhood in South Seattle.
El Nuevo Puente, the South Park.
Lopez remembers the ginormous bridge-shaped piñata that turned out even bigger than planned.
26 feet long, 7 feet tall, and 6 feet wide.
It dumped 450 pounds of candy, and it cemented his reputation as piñata-making master. He meets me after he's done a few hours of work at his real job, preparing taxes with H&R Block.
Does doing tax prep help in piñata making?
I don't think so.
Lopez believes in doing things that make him happy, especially this time of year.
This summer I have a lot of time off, so I'm able to do what I like.
Which translates into making piñatas, a decoration we mostly associate with Mexico, but whose origins also trace back to China and Europe. Lopez carries a mobile piñata making kit, piles of crepe paper, a container of flour, and bottles of glue. And he's got a papier-mâché sculpture that's about to be transformed into a ninja. Its destination is a teenage girl's birthday party.
Oh, he's a lot heavier than I thought he would be.
He sets up camp inside the cafeteria of the South Park Food Bank, where he's a frequent volunteer. He seems to know everyone.
Hey, Bill, how are you, sir? Hey, Juanita, how are you?
For Lopez, piñata making is the art of creating community. He makes and donates many of them for local functions. We all know the act of whacking a piñata draws a crowd. But so does making a piñata. Lopez quickly attracts the attention of some boys in the building.
We're going to have a party.
Yeah, it's going to be a piñata party.
Yes, I want candy.
Do you?
Beautiful candy.
Well, this one will be ready for next week.
You seem very popular.
There's a lot of kids here always at the food bank, so it's fun working with them, and they always love playing with the piñatas, and they have 100 questions, which is fine by me.
How did you get into crafts in the first place?
I would say probably my family. My whole family's into crafts. My mom, when we were very little, would love to paint, so she would always paint and show us. So we would always, as we were little boys, we would always be around her painting our paintings while she was doing her main artwork. So we just got into crafts that way.
Piñata making is a hallmark of Mexican culture, says Lorena Ramirez Obregón, who runs a South Park travel agency. She has a Lopez-made orca piñata over by the office candy machine.
Te enseñaban a hacer piñatas desde chiquita. Uno sabe cómo hacer la piñata. Vives como te digo.
She says in Mexico, children are taught how to make piñatas at cultural art centers. Lopez grew up in Pasco. He first learned how to make a piñata from a book, and he failed when they broke too easily.
You don't want them to knock it in one hit and then the candy's out.
So he figured out how to fix the problem by collecting and examining the carcasses of used piñatas. And he came up with what he says is his secret design that makes his piñatas extra strong. They're also cute, especially the ones shaped like whales or the ninja one he's finishing up now.
It's getting there. Very close. Very close now.
He's attaching black crepe paper fringe all over the structure.
Hopefully they take lots of photos so that they can remember what it actually looked like.
Ann Boyce works next to the food bank, and she's wandered in to watch the piñata master.
He's an artiste. I mean, what can you say when you have an amazing piñata that he produces? It's like a piece of art. What he's doing is providing a great deal of joy and laughter and fun to the community and to the kids that get to whack them.
The coolest part is when they go, "Wow, that looks so cool." That makes it. You know, if you make a piñata and they go, "Oh, is that what it looks like?" Then you didn't do your work. And then the kids hitting it, what else do you want them? It's great. And also, you know, people are starting to ask me now. They want me to make mini piñatas so they can keep them.
And that giant piñata from Cinco de Mayo? It's in storage to be resurrected next year. But Lopez plans to really trick it out with lights and a stereo system and make it even bigger. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.